Nova. Top of the month to you, Norway. You are listening to Radio Blah Blah. This is Leal.
And I'm Adrian.
And what is it you are doing while you're listening to us, Norwegians? Are you around 25 to 35 years old? That might mean that you're probably scrolling through your Facebook feed at the moment. Let me tell you something. You're old. You're old because there are things popping up into this social media stratosphere that you have never heard of, and we are going to tell you about them today. Things like
Yik Yak, Omegle, Yo, Whisper. Ever heard of these things?
Have you ever heard of these things? No. We are going to tell you about them today. We have two 15-year-olds coming to the studio with us to tell us what's what, to tell us oldies, disclaimer, we're not that old, about what's happening. So stay with us and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Radio Blah Blah. Today we are talking about social media, and I don't have Instagram or Vine or Tinder or any of these other social media apps that are super popular these days, but I do have Facebook. And Adrian, I have been posed with a bit of a conundrum this week.
What's your conundrum?
As I'm sure you've heard, Officer Darren Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, was let go of charges of killing Mike Brown, an unarmed teenager, and it has caused quite a riot in the United States.
Yeah, literally.
And this situation has caused me to wish for the demise of Facebook.
The demise of Facebook? Before you tell me why, just so you know, in The Atlantic this week, an article came out called The Fall of Facebook, so you might get your wish, but tell me why you want to delete your Facebook.
I want to delete my Facebook because I didn't know that I had so many racist friends. And what are you supposed to do when your feed is filled with mostly inspirational things about non-riots and peaceful protests and race divisions and justice? And then a couple of people trickling here and there are insanely racist, and you had no idea this is who they were.
Yeah, and because they're part of your close friend circle, it's like totally mind-boggling. I totally agree with you. I have seen this happen, and I'm debating whether it's just free speech and everyone is entitled to their opinions and I shall not judge my friend, or is this a person that I don't want anything to do with anymore? Like, should I unfriend them?
Also, I just had a realization that I can simply delete my personal Facebook and not wish for the demise of Facebook as a whole. But am I that addicted to Facebook that I can't just walk away?
The thing is, I couldn't delete mine because, as you know, I've lived in so many different countries around the world. I've traveled, and while I'm traveling, I usually have no money, and Facebook is like a completely free way for me to communicate. As of right now, in Norway, I communicate with all three of my siblings almost on the daily through Facebook. All of my college roommates, like, this is an integral way for me to stay updated, so I could never delete mine.
And you know what? If it wasn't for Facebook, we wouldn't have a show this week, because our two guests, two teenage Norwegians that are going to be joining us in the studio for an interview, we found them when posting on our favorite Facebook page, Americans in Norway, and yeah, of course, it keeps us connected to all these people, and it also wastes time when you don't want to do things.
But it is a huge dilemma to be confronted with absolutely backwards-minded people who you think you feel connected to as well.
Am I allowed to just delete people?
Yes.
Like, can I just cut them out without telling them?
Since the beginning of Facebook, people have been deleting friends, so you can definitely do that.
I'm new to this whole thing, so I guess I don't understand the etiquette of it, but I am so disappointed in some of the people in my life who I honestly did not realize were so heartless and were so right-wing American mentality. Like, it's daunting. It would be an easier thing for me to think that Facebook could just, like, be wiped off the face of this earth rather than me having to deal with this life-changing dilemma.
But what would we do without Facebook? I mean, imagine if it were wiped off the earth. Like, would everyone just, like, fall over and die?
I think people would, like, look up and be like, oh, you still live here? Like, who are you?
I can't get a hold of anyone.
Oh, my goodness. So if you have people on Facebook that are challenging your perspective of the world, or at least your perception of them, what do you do? Do you adopt a non-judgmental way of treating your friends on Facebook and just kind of let them be there, filling up your feed with hatred? Or do you just cut them off, delete them, get them out of your life? You don't need that bad energy. What are you supposed to do? Think about it. If you have a response, go to our Facebook page, Blah Blah FM.
And we're gonna go to a song. This is Lumi Kadi with Again.
All the blunders.
Welcome back to Radio Blah Blah. As you know, I'm Adrian here with Leal, and we are joined with two very special guests today, Dane and Josefina. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves?
My name's Dane. I'm 15, and I live in Fredrikstad, and I go to Children's International School.
And I'm Josefina. I'm also 15, and I go to the same school as Dane, so we're in class together.
Cool. And you guys joined us today because we need to know what's up with social media these days. Like, we've been reading a lot of articles. It all seems way above our heads, and you are the experts.
Yeah, one of the things that we noticed is that we always thought that we were on the forefront of technology. Our parents are supposed to be the ones that don't know what's going on. And we have reached the age now that we have become the old people, and it's very daunting. So, first of all, tell us, like, Dane, what do you do on a normal day? What's a normal day like for you?
A normal day for me is basically to wake up, go to school, get home, and usually chat with some friends on Facebook or Snapchat or whatever, and then do some homework and then go to bed, I guess.
Yeah, I have like almost the same day. It's like wake up, go to school, and go home, and then I have dancing. But like throughout the whole day, I post my whole day on Instagram and pictures. So
exactly. So what are all the social media apps you guys use?
I use for most part Facebook Messenger, Snapchat, and Kick.
Dude. Kick, I found out about recently on my trip to America. My younger cousins were using it. It's a very cool application because it's basically all of the applications in one, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can send pictures, video, sound recording, and you can just chat. And, you know, you don't need to make it, or you have to make an account, but, you know, it takes, or it doesn't take that long, and you don't have to connect it to Facebook or anything, so...
So you're still on Kick because you made me get on Kick and then we stopped chatting on Kick after a week.
I lost the phone that had my Kick and then I forgot my account information, so I kind of let it go.
And what about you, Josefina? What social media apps do you use?
It's Facebook and Instagram and Tumblr a lot and Snapchat. I think like the main one is Instagram. Mm.
What kind of stuff are you guys posting on Instagram and like what are you looking for in return?
I think I post everything basically. It's a lot of selfies and it's a lot of I do this and this, and it's a lot of whining. It's like, oh, I'm so fed up with this and this. And then basically what I want back is that people comment and be like, yeah, I totally agree. That's what I want back.
Some sort of connection with your peers. Is it all people you know or are there people you don't know on your Instagram?
It's all people I know. Mine is private, so they need to send a request and ask if they can follow me. So I only have friends, like close friends and I know.
Is that the trend with young people to like have a network that's the people that they know more than just random people who are following them?
Yeah, I think now everyone has one Instagram account that's not private and one that is private.
Okay.
Whoa, two Instagram accounts.
Yeah, I have them myself, actually. One that's like everyone can follow and then one that's private, so they need to ask me first.
What's the difference in the posts that you put on your private and public accounts?
It's like the pictures are in the public one, they're like really nice and often with a frame and the filters and everything, and you try to look your best and stuff like that, and the captions are all like deep quotes or something like that. But on your private one, it's an ugly selfie and you're whining or you're making fun of your friend or something like that. It's more unserious stuff on your private one.
Inner circle.
Dane, I have a question for you. You said that you use Facebook Messenger, but I have a feeling that the way I use Facebook and the way you use Facebook, it's probably a bit different. Do you have the actual Facebook application or just the Messenger app?
I actually have the Facebook application that I use to, browse sometimes when I get bored, but I'm more on the Facebook Messenger than the actual Facebook.
And do you and your friends have events that you make on Facebook and then you invite other people to like a party? Like, do you guys invite people to parties or events on Facebook?
No, not via events.
Okay.
So it's usually via chat, but okay. So we don't have any events.
What about, let's say, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr? What are the different kinds of use you're putting on each one? Like, do you only post kind of certain things on Twitter and then only certain things on Facebook?
I mostly use social media for chatting. So I'm not that much on, for example, Twitter and Instagram. So I just use it to stay in touch with my friends and, you know, just write them whenever I want.
Okay, we have to go to a break right now. This is Lines with People, and we will be right back.
Just pick it up and let it flow.
Welcome back to Radio Blah Blah. You are in the studio with our very special guests, Dane and Josefina. We are talking about social media today, but before we move on, first I want to get to know you guys. Dane, you said that an average day of yours is going to school, coming back, chatting with friends, doing homework, but do you have any hobbies that you're into?
Yeah, 4 times a week I either go to boxing or I go swimming.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's really great. Just on your own time, or is it connected with the school? Or
no, it's on my own time.
All right.
Okay, I have a question about boxing, okay? Do you feel scared or sad to hit other people? Or is it just like, do you get into this mental zone?
You know, when I box like against other people that are in my sort of in my own group, then I try to avoid to hit them in the face.
Aww.
So I usually go after, you know, the neck and down so that I don't, you know, hurt them.
Wasn't boxing just made legal in Norway? Or
professional boxing was just made legal, so you can now have tournaments and stuff in the country.
Is it a goal of yours to become pro?
I'm not so sure about that yet. I feel that I need to get a little better first before I can start going towards other people outside of my group, but it's definitely a goal to try to try a few matches.
Dane, your face is adorable. I hope that your opponents have the same mentality as you. Don't go for the face. Whoever's fighting Dane, seriously, hit the chest. Between the waist and the neck. Josefina, what are you into?
Well, I'm dancing 3 times a week.
Okay.
So I'm dancing hip-hop, ballet, and modern contemporary dance. And then I'm training my dog. And I'm also working with training dogs. I'm like taking jobs for other people and training their dogs to be obedient and stuff like that.
You guys are a shining beacon of Norwegian youth.
Yeah, seriously.
Are many of your friends doing activities like these as well?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a few friends that, you know, go to soccer or taekwondo or hockey. You know, so most of the people in my class have something to do.
So like, you wouldn't say social media is destroying people's young people's activities or their socialness in life?
Nah.
Maybe a little bit, like to the minimum, but
yeah,
it is a distraction, and you know, people are way too much on it, but you know, I don't think it affects too much.
But do you think that you know maybe more about your friends, or you're like more connected to your friends because you see what they're doing all the time? I mean, when we were growing up, basically it was word of mouth what people were doing, like, hey, how was your day? This is what I did today.
Yeah.
Now you don't even have to ask people. You're like, oh yeah, I saw that you went here, and I saw that you did this. Wow, how was that? Is it cool? Or is it like a conversation starter?
I mean, yeah, I guess I sort of ask people, even though I've seen what they've been doing all day, I just ask them, like, yeah, hey, what have you been doing? Because either I forget or I just I can't come up with anything else to say, but I just feel that you get to know more by talking to that person instead of just reading it from a status update.
That's
so
cool.
True.
NRK recently published an article about your generation in Norway and how you guys are like feeling more stressed out to look better all the time because you're always posting pictures of yourself online. Do you agree with this?
Yeah, 100%.
What's going on? How do you feel?
Like you feel this kind of pressure, like you always need to look okay. Like for me, I'm a girl. That doesn't count for Dane. He's not using makeup, but it's like this big dilemma that girls should not post pictures without makeup. That's like, no. And I do it all the time.
Cool.
Because I really don't care, but there are loads of girls that really do care about no without makeup thingies.
Yeah, and for a 15-year-old, that's like, that's not that cool to not feel comfortable not wearing makeup, right?
No. It's I think it's totally wrong. I mean, as a 15-year-old girl, you should not care about your makeup. Like, you should care about something completely else.
Yeah.
Okay, but that information aside, what is the most awkward situation that you found yourself in with either somebody else posting something with, like, a picture where they look amazing and you look, like, just totally terrible? Does this cause fights amongst people?
I wouldn't really say so. I mean, sometimes people can comment something that they'll regret on later. I mean, it hasn't really happened to me, but I've seen it tons of times when I've been browsing on Facebook. And, you know, it does cause another source of bullying, you know? It gives people another way to bully others, but
yeah, as everyone knows, it's like, it's easier to be tough and just say things you really don't mean behind the screen and say to a person face to face. So it's easier to just leave a comment because they really can't get you in any way. So people get tougher behind the screen. It's sad.
How many, like, what's the most number of times that you've redone a picture to post it on social media? Like, you take a picture, it doesn't look good. You take 13 pictures, maybe the 14th picture is the one that goes on. Like, does this happen?
All the time. Like, yeah. I suck at taking selfies. So, you know, I have to usually take around 20 before there's one where I actually look halfway decent.
I know, the kids these days. Okay, we are going to go to a break. This is Jonathan Johansson with Knee/Snow. We'll be right back. Holding our air for the campfire, come and dollar. The my ostomen. In my valor, pain. It doesn't mess at all.
Welcome back to Radio Blabla. Leal and I are joined by two tweens, two Norwegian tweens who are schooling us on the state of social media. You guys, how many family members do you have on Facebook?
There are actually a great amount of people, from my family at least. You know, I have cousins, uncles, my parents, some of my grandparents.
Yusufin, are your parents, grandparents, anyone on Facebook?
My mom and dad are on Facebook, and my grandpa is on Facebook. And I have a few uncles and aunts that are on Facebook, but I have this, like, you could, on Facebook, you could choose, like, make friends see this, and then make, like, close friends see this and stuff like that, and just people you barely know see this. I have my mom and my dad as barely know.
Alright.
See, if I ever post something, it's like only friends, so they can't see it. Because they have this thing about leaving embarrassing and awkward comments.
Dane, you were mentioning that your grandmother is on Facebook, your nana's on Facebook, and that she's a little bit awkward on there. Can you tell us about it?
Oh yeah, I added her, or she sent me a friend request when I got Facebook after a year or so. You know, I accepted her because she was a part of my family. But, you know, everything I posted, she would be leaving these comments that, you know, some people could find embarrassing. So,
is this your Norwegian grandmother or your American grandmother?
This is my American grandmother.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
She started leaving. These awkward comments around. So, I just I didn't feel for her to be on Facebook.
You gave her the axe.
Yeah, I gave her the axe.
Oh, dang. Did she give you a call later on, like, young man? Why did you delete me from your Facebook?
I don't think she's seen it yet.
She luckily, has no idea. You guys
I don't think she knows yet.
She
luckily,
doesn't even know.
Do you guys as grandparents post selfies?
No, I've never experienced that.
I feel like maybe the end of the world will come when grandparents start posting selfies on Facebook.
Soon enough.
But I'm posting selfies with me and my grandpa. So he's not posting it himself, but I'm posting them.
Yeah.
But parents are posting selfies, huh?
Hmm.
Like,
does your mom post selfies, Adrian?
My mom doesn't, but my boyfriend's dad posts a selfie almost every day. Yeah, and then it's kind of like back in the old days when we didn't share everything we were doing, our parents didn't really know what we were doing out on the weekends and stuff, but now they can see, like, oh my god, this crazy party, like, my friends got wasted, like, they can see that stuff, so it's kind of, you have to maneuver around it.
I'm trying, at least.
Yeah.
I'm not really active, but posting and stuff on Facebook. I have Instagram for that, so my parents don't miss anything big on Facebook, basically, but they miss, like, my Instagram. If they ever find out that one, then I think I should delete my Instagram then.
So then what kind of things are you posting on Facebook? Like, what is Facebook used for?
I have a lot of friends that post, like, I'm doing this and this today, and this and this, and I see what they are posting, and I like their posts, but I don't update my status myself. I see, like, how my friends look now, because they change their profile picture all the time, and change their hair color every week, so I can see how they look, and some write how they're doing, and I chat a lot with people on Facebook.
On Facebook, I use Facebook a lot just to read news articles and what people are reading about. What do you guys read news articles on Facebook?
All the time.
Yeah.
You know, to see what's going on around the world with people posting different articles that they find online. It's definitely a very good news resource if you're friends with the right people.
Dane, you are a very well-rounded child. Yeah. Seriously. Okay, we are going to be right back. After the break, we're going to be talking about privacy and information online and how kids view this. But before that, we are going to be listening to Ekka with Last Chance to Dance.
I already it's coming to the last chance to dance. Then we can move it on tonight.
Welcome back. I'm Lael. I'm here with Adrian, Dane, and Josefina. We are talking about what the kids are doing on social media these days because, honestly, even though Adrian's a mere baby 26, we feel completely out of touch with what's going on.
I'm 11 years older than our guests.
It's insane.
That's crazy.
I can't do math very well in my head, so I don't even know.
It's okay. We could keep that personal information private.
Yes. So we're talking about social media, and one of the things that kind of surprises me when people are posting pictures and their daily tasks and statuses on social media is how you guys feel this information, this forever imprint on the internet, is going to affect your life in the future. So do you guys ever think about the posts that you're putting up on the internet and what that means?
You know, a good rule of thumb is to not post something on the internet that you're going to regret later, or something that you don't want to cover up later. So I usually don't post anything that I'm afraid will get out.
Do you see other people posting really embarrassing things or things that you would never post or like?
I mean, yeah, there are, you know, a bunch of people who post pictures when they're at parties and, you know, all this. And I'm like, I'm just afraid that, like, what if their mom or their parents saw this, you know? So I'm not the one who posts those kind of things on the internet.
Okay.
What about you, Safina?
I really think through what I'm posting. I'm like, I'm always thinking about, I'm actually taking the thing that if anyone were out to screenshot this and use it against me, were they able to use it against me? Should I then post it? So I'm like, no, they're not able to use it against me, then I can post it. That's how I think. And I'm like, I won't regret this. I won't regret this in 10 years. No, it's okay.
Okay, move past just posting, like, let's say girls posting sexy pictures or guys posting pictures that are inappropriate. Have you guys ever read up on or received any education about, like, anonymity on the internet or your privacy? Like, do you guys have any idea of how important your privacy on the internet is for you? Has anybody taught you about these kind of things?
Yeah, we've had, I think it was in 6th or 7th grade. We had a meeting at my school, and we just recently had a meeting at my school, and we've gotten these notes and brochures and everything about be careful and think about what you're posting and don't give out your password or your, like, the full name, your ID, stuff like that. Don't
just kind of have an online alias.
Yeah.
And that was back in 5th and 6th grade. When did you guys join Facebook and all these social medias? How old were you?
I probably got my Facebook in 5th grade. And, you know, ever since then, my mom's been telling me, you know, don't put out anything stupid and don't, you know, just think cautiously while you're on the internet.
Yeah. Good advice from mom.
Yeah. And you?
I think I was 12, 13. Mm-hmm. My mom made my Facebook account for me, actually.
She did.
And she was like, I need to be friends with you. I need to see what you're posting. Don't post anything you will regret. And
so Facebook, you think, is a way for your parents also to see what you're up to, like, just to keep tabs on you?
Yeah, I think so.
And I mean, I have friends posting pictures of me and my friends, and she's like, oh, that's your friend? And I'm like, yeah, you haven't met her? No, I haven't. Well, now you know how she looks like.
Okay.
Is there anybody that you know or anybody at your school that's doing something really cool on social media, like using it as a platform to make awesome videos or little stories? Like, is there anybody posting outside of the selfie?
Yeah, you know, some of my classmates are making YouTube videos and stuff and, you know, posting them online. And one of them, his name is Victor, he's actually gotten quite a few hits on some of his videos. So,
what are they like? What are the videos about?
I think it's, for the most part, graphic design and, you know, just him speed drawing on a computer. So he's gotten, like, 750,000 views on one of his videos.
Oh, my goodness. He's a superstar.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Congratulations to Victor. What about your classmates who choose not to be on Facebook? Like, is that a position they take if they're not on Facebook?
I know one person that's not on Facebook. And she's like, I'm not on Facebook. It's like, she's telling everyone I'm not on Facebook. And that's like the only person I know. The rest I know, they're on Facebook.
I mean, I personally haven't heard of anyone who doesn't have a social media account. Whether it gets used or not, I don't know. But, you know, everyone that I know, I think has a social media account.
Okay, and what are the social media sites or apps that we probably wouldn't know about? Like, Kick was something that you mentioned that I'm sure a lot of people our age don't know about. What else outside of Snapchat and Tumblr and Instagram do you guys know about?
Good question. It's like you mentioned everyone I use.
Okay, so perhaps we're not that far out of the loop, Adrian.
Perhaps we are not.
Perhaps all of this internet talk about Yik Yak and Ugu and I don't know what
Omegly,
else.
Omegly,
like seriously. Maybe we're not that far out of the loop.
I guess we're not, but I think we started using Facebook in a different way. Like, Leal here didn't get a Facebook till she was 30 years old, you guys. Yeah. Imagine living 30 years without ever having a Facebook.
I was like the girl in your high school who was like, I don't have a Facebook, I don't want a Facebook, even though Facebook came out when I was in college. Before we go, is there anything you guys want to say?
I like to say sorry to my grandmother for maybe saying some things that I shouldn't have, and I still love you, even though you...
Harass me online. Oh yeah, we love you, Nana.
You are so sweet.
Josefina, would you like to say anything to our audience before you go?
Oh yeah, I would like to say to my parents that my Instagram account is not that dangerous. I was kidding. You're not missing anything in my life. I love you.
Seriously, two extremely wholesome kids have joined us in the studio today.
Yes.
To anyone listening, you're... faith in the youth has been restored.
The youth of Norway is going far.
You heard it on Radio Blah Blah first. Yeah. We'll be right back. You're not the only one. I feel the same way too. Frozen without your touch.
The same way too.
let it out, let your head run wild. I know you've been thinking about me for a little while. Let's hit the highway, lights and drive. But we never get too far.
Welcome back to Radio Blah Blah. Adrian and I are in the studio today. We are talking about the fall of Facebook and all of the apps that are kind of causing its demise. And one of the most popular apps in Norway is Tinder. And Tinder piggybacks on Facebook because it's essentially an app that uses Facebook pictures that you can scroll through and either like or dislike a person. I've never been on Tinder. I'm in a relationship. So are you, Adrian?
Yeah, essentially, Tinder is a dating app, right? Its main focus is to get people together romantically, or...
I think so. I mean, Norway is number one in the world for one-night stands.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if Tinder is kind of the straight people version of Grindr, which is basically just a hookup app where you just meet up with people, hook up with them for a night, and go on your merry way.
Yeah, it seems very much in line with what's already established as the dating culture here, right? I mean, I've read a lot that people in Norway, I mean, I might be wrong, so I'm not making any judgments or sweeping statements, but apparently people often, they say Norwegians get really drunk, and that's when they start communicating, and then they have one-night stands. It's like super popular here. So what difference is Tinder making if it's already hooking people up who don't know each other just to have sex kind of thing, right?
Maybe it's discriminating against the people that drunk people would have thought were attractive. So if you're on Tinder, if you're on your phone and you're not drunk and you don't have your beer goggles on, then the level of people that you're willing to accept probably goes up, right?
I don't know. Or like, how awkward is it when people who are not drunk, who are used to meeting people that they don't know before, are just meeting sober?
I wish we didn't have boyfriends so that we could do this kind of social media experiment.
Oh, do you wish we didn't have boyfriends?
Not in that way, of course, but like, I wish that for the show, for the radio, Adrian.
If only they could understand we're doing this for business.
We're doing this for business. No, so then we decided to invite somebody that's a very active Tinder user into the studio, and last minute, what do you know, they canceled on us. So here we are, staring at each other in the face. Nice face, I might add, Adrian.
Yeah, thanks.
Speculating about an app that's one of the most popular in Norway that we don't really know that much about. So if you're listening to this right now, think to yourself, wow, I wish I was in that studio talking to them about Tinder because I'm on it all the time. And we're thinking over here, we wish you were in the studio too.
Yeah.
We are going to a break right now. This is Slumberjack featuring Father Dude with Body Cry.
I'd leave here if I could. Four centrifugal, it brings me back to you. Yeah. Trying to catch myself before I reach my limit.
A refreshing interview, and I, for one, am relieved that I'm not as old as I thought I was.
Yeah, those tech-savvy Norwegian youth are really super wholesome, wonderful kids. But the thing is, Leal, and it just occurred to me, you may be relieved that you're, like, not so separated from the youth, but the thing is, I think these apps that we don't know about have a long way to come before they get to Norway.
Okay.
And if we were to place ourselves among the youth in the USA, we would totally be demolished. We would be old.
If we were going to place ourselves amongst the youth in America and see their dark, twisted social media world, we might just jump off a bridge, Adrian.
It's true. The underbelly of social media, I think, in the States is completely different from what's going on over here. But we never know. We chose two really awesome kids.
You're right. They seem to have restored my faith in the entire universe. Those two twinkly-eyed kids changed my perspective about the entire generation that they're representing.
But I mean, you were sitting next to two 15-year-olds. Did you feel really old?
No, I felt young. They were so smart, and they were saying the best answers, and they didn't stutter, and they're amazing. Yeah. No, I felt like an idiot. Well, Norwegian kids, you're wholesome, go get it, super bright attitude, changed our perspective in many ways, but now I have self-esteem issues, so thank you. Thank you, Dane and Josefina.
Blah, blah, blah on the radio.
That about wraps up this episode of Radio Blah Blah. Thank you so much to our two in-studio guests, Dane and Josefina, for being so knowledgeable and honest with how you use social media. And thank you so much to Teresa, who drove them here.
To all of our listeners, you are going to want to tune in next week because Adrian and I are going to help you through this terrifying time known as the holiday season. Your government has issued out an imminent terror threat, and as self-appointed terror expert, Adrian and I are going to walk you through it. The Christmas season is going to be terrible without us. Tune in next Monday at 5 p.m. Radio Blah Blah. We'll see you then.
Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is minus, you could call me multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You could give five fingers and I'm not waving high. Yes, I'm never ending, you could call me pie. But really, how long till the world realize? Yes, yes, I'm the best. What you heard, anything less is
obviously absurd.
It is skip the bird, more like an eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. I come with the tip, with the blow, with the boom. And if you're in my way, there's nothing but doom. Ain't got no time for you ratchet ass goons. And just settle down, listen to my tunes. Ever since I was 8, I was attached to the mic. Wanted a guitar before I wanted a bike. Had an Apple phone, Fisher Price. Never seen a song, cause I'm up all night. Really, really? Really, really? You wanna talk ish, but you know that I am really, really to the fullest. You can call me cancer, no multiple choice, cause I'm the only answer. Ain't got no wallet, only use rubber bands. You know my trick is right, cause it doesn't make a dance. You wanna get Abby, but you don't stand a chance. And if you wanna get looks, you can get these hands. Haters get the bird, more like an eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know.